Thank you, Madam Chair. Apart from the discussion whether we are merging PP 13 into that other paragraph, I did have a few comments on this one. I have to ask, like I mentioned yesterday, I have no political clearance yet whether we are okay with the term Afrophobia, so I would like to ask horizontally in the text, wherever you have the term Afrophobia, that you would put it between brackets and mention the EU there. And as I already indicated yesterday, we also have an issue with labeling an entire group of people as vulnerable. In our horizontal position is that we would also always look for a mentioning that says persons in a vulnerable situation as not to stigmatize an entire group of people. But I think we also need to reflect a little bit on how we use this term of vulnerability. If you look at the UN Declaration on Indigenous Peoples, it only speaks about special vulnerability in one very specific occasion, and that is Article 17, Paragraph 2, where it is about indigenous children. If you look at the UN Declaration on Peasants, that one also doesn't state that all peasants are in a vulnerable situation. It has only one reference to groups in vulnerable situations, and that's in the context of the right to health. And that's Article 23, Paragraph 3. So based upon how we dealt with the label of vulnerability in those two UN declarations, I would like to put forward that we have another look at this paragraph.